Embracing identity. That's what one high school teacher and musician is hoping to do through singing. His choir, the Kahisahan Voice Ensemble, features music from Filipino composers. As part of our series, Under the Radar, from Manila to Metro Vancouver, we're taking a closer look at the Filipino community. Chris Trinidad teaches at St. Thomas More Collegiate. He is also the conductor of the Kahisahan Voice Ensemble, and he's here with the choir this morning. Hello, and welcome all.
Hello.
So why did you put this choir together?
Well, I guess it started a number of years back. As a musician, I've wanted to connect with my culture, and I wanted to do it in such a way that it would be meaningful to people of my generation as a first-generation Filipino-Canadian. I thought that it would be great to put together my experience as a choral conductor and to explore the art of Filipino choral music, and I wanted to put together a group of similar-minded young people.
Kahisahan, what does that mean?
Kahisahan means unity. And we thought it'd be a fitting name for our group because the goal of any choir, any good choir, is to sing with one sound.
How important is music to the Filipino culture, community?
Oh, I think it's one of the most important parts of our culture. I think a lot of it has to do early on with the Spanish influence. But more recently, I think that it acts as a soundtrack to many people's lives. A lot of the music, it reminds them of their homeland. I'm talking about Filipino music in general. It allows us to connect with our culture.
Since we've got this choir here, what would you like to perform for us?
Well, we've got a song called Bituing Walang Ningning. Filipino choral music, as we've investigated, is really a huge amalgam of many, many different genres. And it was really difficult to pick just one that would represent all the Philippines. The Philippines is a huge country of over 7,000 islands with so many different language groups. And Tagalog, which is the national language, is something that a lot of the youth also from here don't necessarily speak. And Bituing Walang Ningning means a star without shine. And it was a popular song that came out in the early 80s that has been recently resurrected and actually is a theme song for a soap opera at the moment. So it has a bit of a popular tinge to it. But this arrangement by Robert Delgado, who's one of the Philippines' most foremost arrangers, is something that we've really taken to, and we'd like to perform that for you.
Kahisahan. Well done. That's Chris Trinidad and the Kahisahan Voice Ensemble playing at Roots, Rhymes, and Resistance, which is an event celebrating Filipino culture. That's next week, May the 23rd at Sir Charles Tupper Secondary School.